And instead, let me tell you what we've seen over the last few days. First of all, today, and for much of this time, I've heard all these attacks and name-calling. If we had $1 billion for every time that I hear the word Tea Party extremist, we could solve this debt problem. So all this name-calling. So I said, well, let me read some quotes about this debt limit. And I found some pretty extremist quotes. Here's one. Let me read you what it says. The fact that we are here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership's failure. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. Americans deserve better. I therefore intend to oppose the effort to increase America's debt limit. A quote from a Tea Party extremist, right? No. This is a quote from March 16th of 2006 from Senator Barack Obama of Illinois. I found another extremist quote. This one says, because this massive accumulation of debt was predicted, because it was foreseeable, because it was unnecessary, because it was the result of willful and reckless disregard for the warnings that were given and for the fundamentals of economic management, I am voting against the debt limit increase. Well, that must be from a Tea Party extremist member of the House, right? No. This is March 16, 2006, from Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. And last but not least is a quote from September 27th of 2007. It says, I find it distasteful and disturbing to increase the debt limit yet again. Clearly, we need to change course, and this debt limit bill is just another reminder of that. And that is from the distinguished senator from Nevada, the majority leader, on that date in 2007. And yet now, these same quotes in this context, where we're talking about raising the debt limit more than has ever been raised in one vote, is extremism? This name-calling is absurd. And it sets this process back. The other thing I hear, oh, it's not reasonable. This is a waste of time. This bill can't pass the Senate, when they talk about the House bill. So now what disqualifies a bill is the fact that it can't pass in the Senate. Well, guess what? The Senate bill can't pass in the Senate. The Senate bill can't pass in the Senate.
Did the Senator yield for a question?
Yes, I'll yield.
I thank the Senator for doing that. That's become somewhat unusual in the Senate today, so I truly appreciate it. I would ask the senator, as ironic as it may be that on occasion people in the past have indeed voted against the debt limit, both Republicans and Democrats alike, is it not true that in those situations, those votes did not hold the nation hostage, did not come at a moment of enormous economic fragility as we are in today, and did not run the risk of default? Because it was going to pass overwhelmingly every time. Is that not true?
To the senator from Massachusetts, I would say two things. The first is that those votes, put it to you this way, if the senator from Illinois at the time, Senator Obama, had had his way, we would be in the same position we're in right now. Because he had voted against the Dem. And I reckon.